Omaha 99.9. Happy Friday. It's Jesse Duran in the morning. On Fridays, we play the Cola Family Feud. Ricardo on the line in San Bernardino, caller number 9.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Ricardo.
Good morning.
You're playing for a pair of tickets to see War at the LA County Fair Friday, May 3rd.
All right, let's do it.
Tickets on sale now at LACountyFair.com, but we want to get you a pair with the Cola Family Feud. All you have to do is choose who plays for you. Will it be our returning champion, Jesse, or Lauren?
Jesse.
Go on with the returning champ. Okay, the pressure's on Jesse.
Right. Do my best.
Come on, Jesse.
Caller number 10, Chuck from Spring Valley, is holding on the line. He's Team Lauren. If Lauren wins, then Chuck will be off to see War at the LA County Fair.
Good luck, Chuck.
Okay, we're looking for the higher answer on the board. First one to get 3 points wins.
All right, here we go.
Top four answers on the board. Name something that could have layers.
Jesse.
I think it was Lauren.
Hair.
Hair is the number four answer, Jesse. Three things beat that. Name something that has or could have layers.
So many answers. I don't know which one to go with. I'll go with the earth.
That did not make the list.
Yay.
I thought you would say one of these because of your significant other. Cake was number three.
Oh my God.
You should have known that, Jesse.
I was going to go with dip. I was going to go with...
Veronica makes cake.
Number one was an outfit. Like, you know, when you don't know what the weather is going to be like, so you have a sweater, a shirt underneath that.
Clearly, people that never took a science class took this survey.
Number two was skin. As I mentioned, three was cake. And Lauren had hair, so she gets 1 point. She's in the lead. Okay, here we go. Next one. Top five answers on the board. Name something you beat.
Jesse.
Lauren. Jesse.
A drum.
A drum is the number four answer. Three things beat that, Lauren. Name something you beat.
Something that you beat?
Mm-hmm.
You beat the egg.
Is the number two answer, which means another point for Lauren. One was an opponent. You beat your opponent.
Well, I was going to go with that, but I just thought you were trying to trick me.
No. Two was eggs, three a rug. You beat it to get the dust.
Looks Jesse like had... I might get beaten here, Ricardo, if I don't make a huge comeback.
We'll see. Jesse had four with drum and then five a record. You can beat a record. Oh. Okay, here we go. Lauren still winning. Top five answers on the board. Name something new parents spend their time doing.
Jesse.
Lauren.
Jesse.
Researching how to be a better parent.
That should happen, but that did not make the list.
Clearly, I have no kids. This question was not meant for me, Ricardo.
Lauren should have some favor on her side with this one, given Levi. What do you think, Lauren? Name something new parents spend their time doing.
I think it's not sleeping.
That didn't make the list either.
What?
Because it's something you do, not something you don't do. One, changing diapers.
I knew that was the answer.
You do that around the clock.
I kept my mouth shut.
Two, you feed your baby. Three, laundry because
they
just go through
clothes. I knew it was changing diapers the moment I...
No,
four,
I don't.
Four, you rock the baby. And then five, watching the baby.
Man, this should have been a cake for me. Okay.
Jesse still has a chance, but Lauren is in the lead. Top four answers on the board. Name something that might give you road rage.
Jesse.
Jesse.
Being cut off.
Is the number one answer. Is that what you would have said?
Reduced speeds. I think slow driving.
Slow driving was the second answer. Three, traffic. Four, just other drivers. So, Jesse's still in the game, but again, Lauren has the lead. Here we go. Top five answers on the board. Name something you eat by the slice.
Jesse.
Jesse.
Pizza.
Is the number two answer. One thing beat this, Lauren. Name something you eat by the slice.
Like a pie.
Is the number four answer.
Cake?
Which means we've got a tie.
Fruit.
Cake.
Bread.
Bread.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Bread was one. Pizza was two. Cake was three. Pie was four. Cheese was five.
Okay. Oh well, gosh. Either way, we got the point. We're tied. Going for the comeback here, Ricardo.
Anybody's game here. Okay. Top four answers on the board. Name someone associated with Alice in Wonderland.
Jesse. Yeah, it was Lauren.
Lauren.
It's the Chester cat.
Cheshire
cat is the name, but that came in three. Two things beat this. Jesse, name someone associated with Alice in Wonderland.
I'm going to just throw out a guess here and go with Alice.
Alice was not. It's associated with Alice.
Oh. It's the rabbit, huh?
Well, then
Mad
the Mad Hatter.
It would have. Yes, you would have got the number one.
Well,
did I win then?
Yes.
Won.
Yay.
Number two is White Rabbit, though, also.
I'm like the Mad Hatter or Alice, but Alice would make sense.
Does not make sense, your logic right there.
Three, yeah. Lauren had, and then four was the Queen of Hearts.
I should have asked, so it's not Alice. But anyway, Ricardo, I almost did it for you, but then I blew it at the end. Thanks for trying.
He tried.
Thank you.
Close All right, game.
He's done with me. All right, Chuck, you
Good
won.
Luck.
Congratulations.
Lucky
I
Chuck.
Did?
Yeah, on the longest game of Family Feud ever.
I know.
Lauren won for you, Chuck. Congratulations. You're going to see War.
Lauren, get down.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. What time do I pick you up?
Well, first you have to ask my husband.
There's only two tickets, not three.
Gabriel could be a third wheel.
Yeah, he could be. He likes War.
Have fun Friday, May 3rd at the L.A. County Fair.
And your chance to hang with Lauren, well, and me and Melissa, at the Cola Escape to Hawaii party next.